Now then, LFU, welcome back to another Lads Pre-Match Pod. The correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation at you that LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today's game, Saturday night kickoff, 8 p.m, it's Brentford at home, back under the lights of Elland Road. So, before we get stuck into all the conversation ahead of Brentford at home, let's talk about last week's game, which was, of course, Crystal Palace away. A game of up and downs. It certainly was. It was a meh result. It was meh. And that's only because of how the game turned out to go, especially in that second half. But let's hear what I had to say straight after the game.
Crystal Palace 0, Leeds United 0. Now, the way the game went, I'm quite fine with a 0-0 result. However, I feel like we missed opportunities. For example, obviously DCL missing that penalty. I thought that was horrendous. And also that Brendan Aaronson chance in the first half. But it really felt like that 5 minutes just before half-time really killed it for us. You know, just as I said, DCL missing the penalty, then Goodmanson getting sent off, which he shouldn't have even been sent off. It wasn't even a yellow card tackle, and the ref forgot he was on a yellow card as well and continued to give him a yellow card anyway. When will these refs sort the stuff out? Because it's kind of starting to take the mick a little bit here. Because Brennan Johnson, he committed about 4 or 5 fouls before he even got his first yellow card. He should not have even been on the pitch. It was stupid. But nevertheless, the defence played quite well. I thought, you know, they kept us in the game. That was the reason why it was 0-0, was because our defence performed that well. And then going forwards, I didn't think we were that bad. You know, we were exciting at times. Getting into their half, I was kind of getting off my seat a little bit. It was just that final product was pretty bad. I would have liked to have seen a bit more of the Metro and DCL up front, but the fact is, when we get a man sent off, of course, you've got to sacrifice a player sometimes, but Dominic Calvert-Lewin didn't play well at all. Let's just hope Liverpool beat Spurs later on. Come on, Leeds.
And Liverpool didn't beat Spurs, and nothing at the bottom half of the table changed. Great. But yeah, it wasn't a great game whatsoever. I think there was a lot of decisions that kind of went against us. I mean, I might sound like a moaning Leeds United fan here, but before Goodmanson just simply shouldn't have been sent off. He shouldn't have. Brennan Johnson shouldn't have even been on the pitch. There was loads of daft decisions. Can we just get a good referee at some point? That's all I'm asking for, is a good referee. Anyway, let's get stuck into the Merv Awards. Right, it's Merv Awards time. This is where I go through every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game. And the most recent game, of course, was Crystal Palace away. I rate all the players out of 10. And at the end of the season, whack them onto a spreadsheet. Whoever has the highest score is the Merv Award winner. So, let's get stuck into these scores. We're going to start off with Carl Darlow in net. Because, of course, he's the goalkeeper. He's the first one on the pitch. So, Darlow, quiet game, to be honest. Didn't really have a lot to do. Crystal Palace weren't really that strong attacking. There was maybe a couple moments. But apart from that, nothing. Nothing. He had an okay game. He was a tidy keeper as well. Darlow gets a 7. Moving on now, Goodmanson. He was having a good game. This is the thing. He was having a good game. And when someone gets a red card, you immediately think this should tank their score. And it does a little bit because he was throwing himself about a bit. Don't get me wrong. It didn't help that the referee was having an absolute shocker. But Goodmanson had a good game. It was only that one thing that just ruined it. And it wasn't even his fault. It wasn't even a yellow card tackle. The referee forgot he had a yellow bloody card, which is stupid. Goodmanson gets a 5. He had a good game. You just naturally have to knock him for that red card. You just have to. But he played a good game. I'm not disappointed by him, whatever, in the slightest. That was more the referee's fault for him getting sent off than Goodmanson's actual fault. Joe Rodon 8, he was an absolute brick wall at the back. He was winning every header. He was clearing every ball. He was playing out fantastically. What a game Rodon had, given him an 8. Pascal Strike, haven't been his biggest fan lately. I've given him a 5. I just don't think he's been that good, to be honest. I'm just not that biggest fan recently. He just looks really ropey. I don't trust him with his passing. I think defensively, he looks quite poor at the minute as well. So he gets a 5. Giving him a 6. He had a good game. Not on the same level as Rodon, though. So that's why it's being knocked down a bit. But a solid game again. I'm really liking Biol in this Leeds United team. We definitely need to see more of him. James Justin at right back, giving him a 7. Justin's been fantastic for us this season. He really has been such a good signing, especially how much money we got him for as well. He's been cracking for us. Played some brilliant football down that right-hand side. It's what we've seen from him all season. James Justin gets a 7. Ethan Ampadu also gets a 7. Held it down that midfield quite well. Some great tackles, some great leadership on that pitch. Had such a solid game. Anton Stack, giving him a 5. I thought he was pretty poor for the majority of the game. He started growing into it a bit more in like the last like 20 minutes. We saw him have that shot. He kind of was like controlling what was going forwards a bit more. But he hasn't. I don't think he's been that good this season. I know a lot of people sing his praises. He got a call up to the German national team, which is nice. But I just don't think he's been that great. Stack gets a 5 for me. Aronson, 6. Made some nice runs. Got on the ball a lot. Got the ball moving. Just one problem, though. That chance that he had. The half volley in the box. You should be getting that on target, at least, Aronson. Don't get me wrong. It's on his weaker foot. It's a difficult finish going across goal. I know that. But still, you're a professional footballer. Should be getting that on goal. DCL, we're going to talk a bit more about him in a moment. But for that game, he got a 2. Absolutely horrendous. He just looked like a shadow of himself, missing that penalty as well. You'd back him all the time to score from that from the penalty. All the time. But he just didn't look that great. I think Palace dealt with him really well. He gets a 2 for me. Just really poor game from DCL. Really disappointed by his performance. Lucas Nemecha, giving him a 5. Just didn't do a lot, like, positively. And then he got subbed off at half-time because of the red card. I was really disappointed because I would like to see more of Nemecha and DCL up front. Hopefully we're going to see that today because I just think he's... I think he's great. I think Nemecha is a very good player. If you look, he scored like 6 or 7 goals this season. He's done well. Nemecha has done really well. But he's been given a 5. Just sad that he had to get brought off at half-time. And then the substitutes, Bogle, 6, came on. Looked exciting down that right-hand side, but again, just didn't do loads. And then Ilya Gruev also gets a 6. And just kind of the same as Bogle. Came on. He was tidy. And that was it, really. So there you go. That's the Merv Awards for Crystal Palace away. Before we get stuck into the pre-match, I was going to say we're going to talk about him a little bit more just before I said that. But DCL is in the England team. He's got the England call-up, eh? Absolute limbs. Well done to DCL. I have to say, it is deserved. Don't get me wrong. He has kind of dropped off in form recently. But that November to January run, what a player he was. He deserves it. And in my opinion, he is the best England striker backup. Because people might say Danny Welbeck, people might say Ollie Watkins, but the fact is, Watkins just isn't that good anymore. You still bring him, but I don't think he's that good. Welbeck, I'm just not 100% sure on him. He hasn't played for England in ages. Yes, he's been doing well for Brighton, but there's a reason why he hasn't played for England. DCL should be the second choice striker for England, in my opinion. Deserved call-up. Well done to DCL. I hope he absolutely smashes it. Right then, pre-match talk. Let's get stuck into Farke's press conference. And it was a bit of an easy one, really. You know, there's only one big takeaway from this, and it's that we have a fully fit team. Noah Okafor's back from his injury, so we don't have to worry about him being crocked anymore. But it's nice. We have a fully fit team. We can pick from anyone, apart from Goodmanson, of course, because he's got a red card. But it's great to feel like this. What a press conference. That's all we need to know. He could have just came into the press conference, said that, dropped the mic and walked off, and I would have been fine with that. I'd be like, oh, nice, there we go. That's okay. That's all we want to hear from the press conference anyway. So now that we know that, starting 11, who I'd go for and what I think Daniel Farke will go for. So Backline, Darlow, Bogle, Rodon, Beal, Strike, Justin at left back. Midfield three of Stack, Ampadu, Aronson, and a front two of Nemecha and DCL. I'd keep that Nemecha-DCL combo because I just think it's needed. We need to play like that. I think we're at our best when those two are up front and Aronson's deeper into the middle, running about like a Duracell bunny. And then the back line, basically what it was like against Palace, except Justin at left back and Bogle at right back. I think that's the best team we can put out at the minute. I wouldn't really go rushing to put Okafor back in. It'll be interesting to bring him on in the last 30 or 20 minutes just so we can run at a tired Brentford defence. And I think he'll do very well. I think he'll do well. I'm excited to have Okafor back, especially because of the form he was in before he did get injured. What I think Daniel Farke will go for, though, Darlow in goal, Bogle, Beal, Rodon, Strike, and Justin as the back five. Ampadu, Stack, Gruev, Aronson, and DCL up front. I feel like he might stray away from the Nemecha-DCL duo just purely because of the Palace game. Maybe he didn't think they got enough out of it, but I'd keep him there. But regardless, both teams, I'd be happy to see either. Of course, I've got a bit more bias to the Nemecha-DCL front two because I just prefer that. But both teams there, I'd be happy if either of those came out against Brentford tonight. Right then, let's get stuck into the score predictions. So, this is a big game in my opinion. You know, under the lights, we need a huge atmosphere. 3 points puts us in a fantastic position before the international break. It does. So, this is an important game because a win here puts us in a nice position. So, we just got to hope the players are up for it. We've got to hope the players are wanting it. And it's going to be a cracking atmosphere tonight. I can see it already. Saturday night, 8 p.m. It's an awful kickoff time. I hate it being at that time, but it can generate quality atmospheres. And it feels like games like today are the ones you've got to take advantage of. Home game, under the lights. It's against Brentford, a team we can realistically beat. I'm not being funny. We can go and beat Brentford. So why not? Let's get a win tonight. Players, be up for it. Crowd, be up for it, and we're going to have a cracking night. 3 points before the international break will be unreal, and it'll put us in such a nice position just as long as results go our way. So I'm going to say a 2-0 win, yes. A 2-0 win under the lights at Elland Road. Both goals probably coming in the second half. That's my prediction. Right, you've heard enough of me talking about all the pre-match conversation ahead of Brentford at home tonight. Let's hear what Dad has to say with his wiser view.
Well, we know we have opposing views on what should actually go down Saturday night as far as a lineup. I still stand by our last debate on this, which is if we keep doing the same thing, we're going to get the same result. We appear to be very prone to conceding. So in my prediction, we will obviously concede a goal. And it's a moment in time. We don't seem to be able to score. And that is the form of relegation. And therefore, I feel that there should be a change and we should put people on who can score goals. With that in mind, the big benefit that I see to us this weekend, it's an evening game under the lights. That tends to give our players an advantage. I want to go 2-1, but this Brentford team are pretty damn good. And so I think it will be a 1-1 draw. I'd love to say 2-1, but just on the form we are, and I don't think Farke will do anything different, we will not score that many goals. So I'm hoping we don't concede too many and we get a 1-1 out of it.
So, Dad, happy with a 1-1 draw against Brentford. I think we need to win this game today, to be honest. I feel like we could really do with a win because it's been a long time and we've only had two or three wins since November. You know, it hasn't been that joyous of a run for us. But, yeah, me and Dad had a big argument about who should be our starting striker. Dad really doesn't like DCL at the minute. He thinks Pirro should be leading the line for Leeds United, which I simply said is a load of rubbish. Joel Pirro should not be leading the line for Leeds United in the Premier League. That's just what I think. Bring him on with 20 minutes left to try and get a goal, but we should not be building a starting 11 around him. But there we go, LFU. Make sure to follow our socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and X. If you're off to the game today, go have fun. It's going to be a cracking night. Let's get Ellen Road bouncing. If you're staying at home, off to the pub, listening on the radio, whatever you're doing, have a cracking time. Let's hope it's a great night. Let's get 3 points, Leeds United. Come on, Leeds!